Dancing with the Stars has returned for its third season, bringing with it a dose of glitz and glamour that is most welcome on a Sunday evening in January. I'm joined in studio now, not by the current contestants, but by two former participants who can look on it with hindsight and wisdom and who are going to tell us how learning to dance with professionals can change your life for the better. Sports presenter Des Cahill, broadcaster Maya Dunphy. Des, I mean, it's 2 years now since you were doing it, so you have a bit of perspective. Are you glad you did it?
Yeah, I'm glad I did it, but it's amazing how many people link you with it and to it. But I now realise at the time when you're in it, you think it's the most important thing going. And 2 years on, even 1 year on is different than 2 years on. You look back and you go, it was a TV programme. It was, but it had a huge impact. I think there's only 30 people who know the impact it has, or 30 whatever, because only those who've been in it, because how people react to you did change.
You thought it was a small programme and your wife encouraged you to
I thought it'd be Mickey Mouse, yeah, to be honest with you.
Mm. And, I'm glad you said that, not me.
No,
I thought it would be amazing. Well, actually, I was saying to Des outside, Maren, I have a lot more respect for your season, even for my own. We became great pals because for your season, you had no idea what it was going to be like. And Irish viewers were very cynical. And when I read about this show, I thought, RTE doing Strictly? No, it'll be terrible. And when I saw it, I mean, the production values are incredible. Mm. The costumes, the staging, amazing. So really, by the time we were asked, we knew what to expect. And this year, again, more so.
Yeah. Do you remember being asked? I didn't.
Yeah. It was a phone call. I wasn't, at first I said absolutely no. I mean, like...
Did you really say no?
I'd look ridiculous, overweight. I mean, I could see why they were going, oh, let's get Desi, you know, the comedy factor, you know, overweight, won't be able to dance. And I didn't even say it to my wife that day. I said a couple of days later at the weekend, they said, we'll give you a buzz back. And I said to my wife, she said, that'd be good for you, get some exercise. when you refer to the dose of glitz and glamour, I'd be the dose, and I might be the glitz and glamour.
But I'm not sure about that.
She said, it'd be great for you. So they rang me back, and then I was humming and hawing. They said, what about trying a dance? I said, I literally can't dance. I said, honestly, at weddings, I go to the bar with lads outside, and we talk about matches and all that. And I'm not even in the room when the dancing is going on. So they sent me for a trial with Karen, who I ended up dancing with, who I assumed was an older woman, because obviously the show hadn't existed. And I have one video of it, of the practice thing. I still have it. And geez, if anyone ever saw it, yeah. I'll always be nicer in case she ever released it. But I then said it was fun. And then I said, so what? You know, people said, what about your reputation? I said, what reputation? You know, I do sports results and sports matches. And I said, I'll do it and I'll be knocked out the first week and grand, and it'll be an experience and I'll do it for the crack. And I really enjoyed the build up to it and I really did it. I lost a couple of stone during the show.
Two stone? Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
No, obviously, a heavy fella would probably lose it earlier.
That was probably mainly stress, though, wasn't it?
No.
Do you remember being asked to do it?
I do, Marion. I got the phone. Well, I got a text first, and they asked what I consider. I said, no, absolutely not. And then, and I'm not lying, I did say no. But then, for me, I didn't get a trial. Thank God I did, because I would have said no. There is that slight fear of missing out on something great. And I thought, I'm not a live performer. I've never danced before. But this could be a great experience. And you will never be asked again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And we have that. I have that slight fantasy that maybe I'll be great. Maybe I'll be a natural dancer. Hmm. And I think viewers watching, it's pretty clear from week one who the natural dancers are.
Do you think?
I wasn't one of them.
Do you think?
Yes,
Some of them are dancers.
No,
right,
the thing is, it's never going to be a level playing field. But if you start arguing that case, you just look like, you know, a sore loser. And in our year, people aged and raged from late teens up to nearly 60 across different demographics and backgrounds. But that's the jeopardy, it's the fun. I mean, saying to Des outside, it's an entertainment show.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your reputation. And we're all afraid of making fools of ourselves. Yeah. Nobody wants to.
Comes with but all our territory.
There's such warmth for this show. And people now, I mean, I've made 12 documentaries that I've written myself, put my heart and soul into. I don't really get stopped in the street about those, but I got stopped in the street on a daily basis after the show saying, you were great, we thought you were brilliant, well done for taking part. There was a real empathy people had for it.
And there have to be good dancers in it, Marion, starting off. If there were 11 Desis in it, no one would watch it.
I'd watch that.
I know, you know what I mean? The first show has to have some good dancers. Johnny Ward was like amazing, wasn't he? The first
but
he's involved in a theatre school and all that. So and so there have to be people like that in each season. So I think the show the first time there has to be where you go, wow.
But the thing
for
that
a good
I
reason.
Gathered that took you by surprise was you were big with the kids, under eight.
I got a
massive. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, after, it was lovely. Yeah, and there was a couple of you see. There's another thing. Whether it's the I don't know, pseudo-macho thing in me. I was worried about a couple of things. When I started hearing all the kids like, and then I'd be dancing with a young girl, I was very concerned about that.
The imagery.
Yeah, what's going to look big, fat, old fella with a young one? And I was genuinely uncomfortable about that. And
you say people dealt with your wife differently.
I didn't know that at the time. Same to my outside. My wife's a bit of a star in the whole thing, in hindsight. I didn't know this at the time. So my kids were adults. You know, a bit tough on them too, in fairness. but my wife, like, I did the Desi Swim was early on. It was the movie week, which they have this week in the show.
Now infamous, the Desi Swim.
So I was Austin Powers. Anyway, I end up lying on the floor and she's sitting on top of me on the floor.
I actually remember.
Yeah, everyone does.
That sticks in people's head. But there are very few programmes that you can sit down and watch with grandkids, grandparents, everyone in between. So half six on a Sunday night in January, it gets people through winter. And I think it's one of the only shows that there is no cynicism for. Yeah. So the fact that the kids can watch it and love you, and they're not thinking about the things that, you know, might have been whispered to your wife behind closed doors. Yeah, you know, it's just fun and sequins and music and, you know, it's nice.
But other women, you see, and she had to kind of say nothing to me.
Yes.
Shit, I was so wrapped up in it. But when was it? So they saw this and they're going, and how do you feel about Des and this young one? He's harmless. Look at him. You know, he's living, getting a bit of his childhood.
But you are spending 7 days a week with these people, you know, with the pro dancers.
Well, the point, that's what I mean. Yeah. I was thinking when I was listening to Mairead Ronan, who only has a 5-month-old baby, and you had a sick child as you were going through it. Like, what is the regime like?
It's full on for me. I mean, I was living back in Dublin on my own with a 2-year-old. Now, it was only croup, but even croup, I don't know if your kids had it years ago, we were up 3-4 nights on a trot, ended up doing a hospital run. But really, no one wants to hear that. They want to just see you go, "Why, put on the makeup sequin dress and don't whinge." So I just got on with it. But I had to get back for creche at 5 o'clock. I had no one to collect him. My parents were a great help. And then his dad came over a few times when he could to take him. But, you know, real life has to go on as well. But I wasn't able to train 12 hours a day. So I did 10 to 5 every day, and then weekends we were picked up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, out to studio rehearsals, the spray tan. You can come back a whole different colour.
We hear a lot about the tans.
Sunday, same 7 o'clock pickup. But no matter how tired I used to be on the Sundays, when you got to studio, there was a lovely energy. Mm. And everyone there is kind of, you know, bringing up the energy levels, and you get the hair and makeup on. Now, the nerves, I don't know about you, just I have never felt nerves like I felt on that first live show. I mean, terror. I'm not a live performer. I haven't done much live telly. There's been a layer of safety nets of telly I've done, pre-recorded, edited.
Yeah.
You can make mistakes. You can't make mistakes on a live show.
Tell me, I mean, you were working through this as well, and you ended up with exhaustion.
Well, like, again, that sounds whingy or whatever.
I know,
I was on the early, if you were doing early shifts and then Saturdays, I'd be in here when the rehearsal was going on. I'd go out for early rehearsal and then come in here for Saturday sport. But
that's so full on, though. I don't know how you did that.
It was a funny story, or an extraordinary story, in that, so I went to a local doctor whom I didn't know that well.
Yeah.
And he said, I knew you'd be in today. This is on a Monday after the show. I said, what? He said, my wife and the girls were saying, God, isn't he looking great with the weight loss at home? And I said, he doesn't look well to me at all. And It was exhaustion. But anyway, it is hard to do. See, I'd get up at 4:40 for that early shift, you know, and then if you finish or you go do a late shift practising the dancing. I did less hours. I thought I did the same as everyone else, but Karen said, you actually spent most of your time when we go for a coffee and, and we go for a chat.
I drank a lot of coffee too.
Karen had a play, we used to go to Super Value to buy coffee and get a Sambo made up.
Right,
yeah. Sure, they all knew me then out in Paris by the end of it.
And how many hours a day did you put in training?
I put in, I did 10 to 5
muscles
every day.
That you never knew you had before?
I developed abs, Marion. I thought they were mythical. But I developed. They've gone now. Because I didn't keep up the dancing, but I did. My dance partner, Robert, we became very good friends. He said, look, he said, you should try and keep this strength up. Try and join a gym, do some class. So I joined a gym afterwards. That didn't last either.
Gyms can be hard.
But the nicest thing, I think, about the show is the people who stop you in the street to talk about it. Like I said, the warmth they have for the show and for you taking part, because they can see how far out of your comfort zone you are. And the closest thing I can say is, as an adult, you don't really get that feeling, the Leaving
Cert. Not in Ireland. Irish people slag you more normally, but in relation to that programme, I found a warmth as well.
Yeah, I know, really? I'm not one person.
Yeah. And when did the killer competitiveness come in? Because as you read your various accounts, it was all lovely and warm and fuzzy.
They're all saying it now.
And supportive.
We're the best friends ever. We're friends for life. And, I got to week 10 of 12, like not through, not through talent. Through
you got to week 10?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that was, I honestly believe there was an element of sympathy for me when the judges are trying to get you out.
Oh, because the judges did give you a hard time.
Yeah, and I think
is that hard to take?
I found that hard to take. On Twitter, I'm like, I have my views on sports, which I give out on high profile areas, and I get slaughtered on Twitter with battle. It doesn't bother me a whit, not at all. Walking down the street, a fella shouting across you, wouldn't bother me at all.
Right.
The judges. And you're going, geez, I've put in a whole week here. I was getting up to crack it on, finishing. And I found that hard. And I look back and I go, why was I taking it? Because that's TV as well. Like the three judges.
Yeah.
Lovely Lorraine, you know.
But
bold,
you can
Brian
say that it's TV when you're sitting now 2 years on. But when you're going through, when you've just worked 7 days.
Yeah. And I remember Dear McGavin did it, I think, in one of the early years of Strictly. And I think he also found the judges a bit hard to take. And he was working his living daylights out.
They're comparing me to brilliant 20-year-old stunning-looking dancers. You know, I was going, oh, come on.
But to have three adults criticising you.
Do you think the Dublin factor matters?
I do. Again, I'll sound...
What do you mean by that?
The Dubliners don't tend to vote. Warned that. I mean, it's very tribal, you know. And I remember Marcia saying to me, I think my local parish has a newsletter with the number in it out in Clare. I mean, they took it. There were posters
when
on
Marty says he thinks that.
He put it in, didn't he?
Listen, I could talk to the pair of you forever, as I'm sure our listeners could too, because I just have such respect for people who can go out of their comfort zone in that way, possibly make
having
a
no shame, Marion.
Egypt at the moment. Like you could fall in
that's
the middle
the big
of
fear.
It.
You're very exposed. I mean, in my sense, literally, in some of those dresses was ridiculous. Marion, next year, will we see you on the show?
I'll give it some thought. Yeah, a lot of thought, a year or two's thinking. Anyway, I really did want to talk to you about the clothes as well, because, you know, fellas have to hold you in waiting. You only met them a half an hour ago. Anyway, I have to go or I will be slaughtered. So thank you both
thank
very,
you.
Very much indeed for coming in, and I hope people continue to watch and to like.